Welcome to another episode of The Local Podcast, a podcast about all things local, hosted by Justin April and brought to you by Bar Media. Episode 212, what is up? This is Justin April with the Wiregrass Local. It is, what, Tuesday morning-ish? Yeah. Not the store. Is that place still open? I don't know. I just talk constantly. I am partying this morning with the Firestone Pizza friends, BJ and Kimmy. How are y'all doing this morning?
Doing good. Great.
We're going to kick this thing off by asking the hardest questions. Are you vaccinated? No, I'm just kidding. I don't care about those things. Just trying to have a good time.
This morning.
Yeah. How are y'all doing today?
Doing really good. Yeah. Excited to be here.
Yeah.
I appreciate you guys coming in. Yeah. Kind of shortish notice. We, try to schedule these things like a month or two in advance just so I can, I need a lot of structure because I'm kind of like a dog chasing cars. Mm-hmm. And if I don't have like certain checkpoints along my game, I will forget to save the game kind of thing. And so I live my life like an idiot video game character. You know, just trying to have good times all the time.
That's right.
So Firestone, how you want to talk about, you know, how far back you want to go?
We can take it back to the beginning if you want to.
All right.
Yeah.
How'd Firestone Pizza become a thing in Dothan, Alabama?
So Firestone Pizza became a thing from our original owners, Dennis and Nancy. Mm-hmm. They joined up with Joe Mama's. This October will be 14 years. So 14 years. And then they had these really wonderful plans. They opened a second one in Atlanta. Mm-hmm. And then Dennis got sick.
Yeah,
he got sick, and then things kind of changed, and we went through this really kind of transitional period. And about 4 years ago is when Nicole brought me in to kind of move the restaurant into a different direction.
I gotcha. Yeah. Well, so they're the originator of the wood fire oven that's in there, and
that's right. So Dennis was out of Atlanta, mm-hmm. and when they were on vacation in Florida, he would pass through Dothan. They fell in love with the city.
It's easy to do.
Yeah. They bought that building. They loved the look of it. It's 100 years old. You know, it was an auto parts shop at one point in time. Okay. Yeah. So a lot of that architecture, if you really sit back and look, you can absolutely tell that it was an auto shop.
Yeah. Now that you say it, like, yeah, the driveway, like, all that kind of makes sense.
Yeah. It was a bus station at one point. So it's got a lot of history.
Yeah.
In the building. We're excited to be a part of it and just add that history there.
That's awesome. Yeah, yeah. A lot of people like don't have any idea what a lot of the buildings downtown used to be. Mm-hmm. They just go in, they're like, oh, this is just a pizza place, or this is just a whatever. This is, yeah.
Yeah.
Like the old Ford, we were just talking about the market a second ago, like the old Ford assembly plant that was like two blocks away.
Yeah.
A lot of good history, and it's good to be able to preserve some of that and keep that old school vibe.
That's right.
With the new school flavors.
That's right. We've tried really hard to do that with what we've done.
Yeah.
With how we've decorated and kind of designed.
Absolutely.
Our flow.
Kimmy, what do you do over there?
I'm the assistant general manager, so I kind of, you know, wrangle the hoodlums.
You get to wear all the hats.
Yeah. I'm wherever I need to be.
There you go. That's a good team player to have. It's rare to find that in an individual nowadays.
That's right.
So what all you guys got what all do you guys have going on? I know you guys do, at one point y'all were having karaoke. At one point y'all had a couple like ongoing, like Wine Down Wednesday type things. And
so we started off with Wine Wednesdays years ago. Mm-hmm. And it was fun. We did live music. We've since stopped the live music. And we've kind of pushed in this different direction of, we're local, let's join with other local groups.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Britton Bear, Brittany Pettis has been a huge part of that and getting us out there to help support.
Yeah, you guys just businesses. Had a festival with her a couple weeks ago.
We did.
Last week, or?
We did. It was fantastic. A lot of people showed up. It was great, even on a cloudy day like it was.
Right.
What was great.
Kind of vendors and stuff did y'all have out there?
So she had all kinds of flower. She had a flower vendor, and then she had a
couple clothing people.
Clothing vendors, yeah. Amanda Panda was out there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
People making, like, dog treats. You know, Britt, she does the dog bandanas and stuff. Yep.
Purple Penguin was out there with shaved
eyes.
There's
also an author out there.
There was an author?
Oh, right.
I can't remember her name.
So there's all kinds of vendors. There's a vendor for somebody out there when we do them. So we do that. We're going to do that twice a year. And then in our back room, we'll do a smaller setup. Mm-hmm. And we'll have vendors set up back there, too.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Back there, we do a bar, too.
So, oh, that's even better. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. So you can come drink and shop.
Sip and shop. Yeah, Let's get it. That's the way to do it. That's what, like, we'll do every now and again with Reset Mercantile. We'll do like a misfit market where we just get random artisans and like makers of different genres and just kind of cross pollinate those markets, you know? Like,
right.
It's good to have new people flowing through. It's good to have new energy come through. And like, you never know who is who when you first meet them. And so like there's no telling like who you're going to make an impression on when you do stuff like that.
Right.
And you'll have like a lifelong supporter just from catering to that genre of person.
That's right.
It's one of the big things about Dothan that has gotten better over the years, the inclusivity of everything. Like for the longest time, it seemed like things, if you didn't come from a certain background, things might have seemed inaccessible.
Right.
But nowadays with like the advent of Snapchat and all these other social media things, that everybody knows everything about everybody now.
Right.
And so you can create stuff for specific types of people and really gear into like what you're after as far as who you want to be your followers as well.
Yeah.
And being able to capitalize on that is huge.
That's right.
What else you got going on? I know besides the festival and stuff, you got anything else in the works or?
We're working with, we're trying to work with other local companies. We're going out and looking for produce and different, you know, fun meats to kind of cook. And, you know, we're working with Southern Anchor for different styles of fish.
Yeah.
But what we have coming up most recently will be on April 6th, we'll have our pizza classes.
Oh, right.
Yeah. So you can get to work in our imported Italian pizza ovens.
How does that work? Were you there when they set that oven up? Or
I was not there when they set those oven up.
I would have to imagine that's a pretty tedious project.
It is now. We get to repair them.
Oh yeah, I bet. Yeah, when it's in there, there's one wood fire oven in town. So like,
right.
It's not like there's a dude just sitting there.
They throw me in the oven and I go in there with my concrete.
I mean, you are 3'8".
Yeah.
I'm just kidding. You're not that short. But yeah, you are, I would have to assume, probably the least vertically advantaged person on staff.
Yeah, and they're a lot tinier than they look.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're only, 18 inches tall?
Like, yeah, they're not big at all.
That's wild.
So, you know, we do the repairs on them, but we realize that there's a lot of people who just don't know about pizza. We get all kinds of questions all the time. They come up to our pizza making station and they're asking our cooks like, hey, how are you doing this? Mm-hmm. So we felt, you know, why not do a pizza class and start kind of teaching this stuff?
That's a good way to engage the community too. Like you get more people in there and familiar with you guys.
Yeah.
And like, I try not to go back to like the business aspect of community because it's one of those things that like, if you do this well, then the rest will follow. Mm-hmm. Or that's kind of like my mentality about stuff. But like the more familiar people are with you guys and the staff, like the more they're going to support you and the more you're going to see their faces on a weekly basis.
Right.
Which is obviously how businesses flourish.
That's right. So that's kind of one thing. Last year in 2023, we'd done a lot with the kitchen and finally, you know, built it out the way we wanted to build it out. And so in 2024, what we really wanted to focus on was kind of busting those doors open and showing people how we do things. Because we're 95-96% scratch.
Yeah.
I mean, everything we do is, I don't know, it's hours and hours.
There's not like a bunch of Cisco trucks backed up.
No. Yeah. No, it's not coming out of bags.
Yeah.
And, you know, so we decided that we wanted to bust the doors open and start showing people how we do this stuff. And, you know, the next part of that was pizza. Let's show them how we make our dough and, you know, make our sauce and whatever.
Yeah.
And kind of teach people the skill.
It's wild. Like there's a lot of people that would be apprehensive to just like hand over the keys to the castle like that. Mm-hmm. Like people are terrified to give away trade secrets.
Right.
And for me, I mean, a family, if one family makes a pizza at the house, I don't think it's going to rock your business model that much. And no. If it is, like, that's not a good, yeah. That's a terrible feeling to have.
Not at all. But, you know, it's going to be fun to teach. We've got a couple of kids coming and we've got couples coming. Yeah, so it's going to be a nice experience for them. They're going to have a couple of drinks to go with them. Karina, our bar manager, will curate a couple of beverages for them to have while that's they're cool making
too.
It.
Yeah. Bartending class might be fun too.
Yeah, we thought about that too.
I don't know what the ABC board.
I was going to say, we got to get with the ABC board, but we have thought about it.
Yeah, they got those moving target rules. They like to change stuff up
all the time.
It's wild. I was a bartender for a little bit and I would read the rules and I'm like, man, if everybody in, I won't say Dothan, but I will say everybody in the state of Alabama, if everybody is, there would be no bars open if everybody followed every one of those rules to the T.
They make it hard.
Yeah, it's tough. Yeah. And they swap them out like randomly.
Yeah, they do.
It's definitely always a moving target. But I guess that's probably the best way to kind of, I don't know, dodge responsibility. Like keep people from getting overserved or, you know.
Yeah.
Keep, I don't know, just keeps the bar industry honest. So you're not like filling up just random trash vodka in.
It does. Know,
and the Grey Goose bottles.
Yeah, it absolutely does. It keeps you honest, but I think it's the ABC aspect of it. You know, they like to come in and look and, you know, kind of investigate behind the bar.
Yeah.
And I do think it's good that we have them because.
Well, it makes sure that there's a level playing field too.
That's right.
That's it. Like it just keeps other people from trying to find loopholes to create advantages for a business rather than the entire industry.
It does. It puts puts everybody on a level playing field for sure.
100%. That's, dude, I love finding loopholes and breaking rules.
Yeah.
Kind of like my superpower. But, and when it comes to stuff like that, it's like when it comes to like public safety and
right.
At the end of the day, like, yeah, it'd be cool to have like 12 drinks at brunch, you know?
For sure.
It'd be fun. But at the same time, you've got to, you don't know who's walking down the sidewalk over by like the old Sears building.
That's right.
There's a telephone pole that likes to try to step out into the street.
Absolutely.
After a certain time, bro, that thing, I've dodged that telephone pole a dozen times.
Absolutely.
Well, that's it, man. It's just like keeping people safe and that's reinvesting in your clientele as well, whether they realize it or not.
Yeah. We work with TSC, a local company, to make sure that all of our bartenders go through the proper.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's a big part of public safety.
Absolutely. What are some of your favorite things on the menu?
Oof.
Chicken parm pasta.
Yeah.
All day.
The chicken parm pasta is a good one. So absolutely. Good. I've gotten to, I've ate so much.
I was going to say, you're probably tired of that menu.
I am. So now we just sit back there and we just continuously create now and see how far we can push the boundaries.
That's the way to do it. I mean, you got a full pantry and you got a full...
Yeah,
we'll go for it.
If we can't find it, we're going to Southern Anchor somewhere.
Yeah. Well, not only that, but when you take the hand that you've been dealt and you create different things out of the same ingredients, mm-hmm. that maximizes what your investment on groceries is.
Oh, that's right. Absolutely.
And, yeah, just maximizes that profit margin, and mm-hmm. it's just a smart way to use your money.
It is.
And it's probably keeps everybody in the kitchen a little more engaged and keeps things less monotonous and boring and.
Yeah.
Well, we like to keep them on their toes.
Yeah. The last thing that kept them on their toes is when I was like, hey, we're going to start doing fresh pasta.
Yeah.
We're going to start making it from scratch. And I mean, it was just a light bulb. Like, hey, we're not giving the guests the full experience on pasta.
And I mean, realistically, like a 5-pound bag of flour and some eggs and water, like it ain't that much.
It's not. But the labor behind it
is. Oh, dude, that's where it's, that's it.
To make the amount of pasta we go through, they sit back there for hours every day.
But if it's fresh, doesn't that take less time after the orders drop to create the dish? I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't.
I don't
mess with fresh pasta because, you know, daddy ain't got it like that. I'm just going to get hands full. It's like, let me get that nest. Let me get a bird's nest of angel hair for the weekend.
Right? So the process of making the dough, it doesn't take long. We're making, 30-pound batches at a time.
Oh, okay.
And, you're waiting for it and then you're rolling it out and you're cutting it. So, and then you got to cook it and, this whole process, but when you're doing, 15 to 30 pounds of it at a time.
Yeah.
It takes time. And then you're making Absolutely. The ravioli, you're making all the crab mix that goes in the raviolis. Yeah. So, you know, those two prep items alone probably take 30 to 40 hours a week.
Oh, man. Yeah.
Just those two items.
Just like a little sweatshop in there.
Yeah.
Powder everywhere. That's wild, dude.
Yeah. No one goes home without flour on them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you got to get dirty if you're going to make the money, right?
That's right.
That's it. What are your favorite things about being over there?
I would say the environment. We have a really good close-knit group that we've kind of like created from when I first started there. Yeah. And it's kind of just nice to see that everyone, can I cuss?
You can do what you want. Okay.
It's nice to see that everyone gives a fuck, not only about like their job, but each other.
Yeah. When you build that like team mentality into like the day to day and like everybody treats each other like family. Well, maybe not as bad as family, but like,
right.
When you can pick your family and you know,
it's cool because you know, everybody's got shit going on. And if you can escape whatever it is for four or five hours a day,
if you can enjoy making money, dude, that's the real, like, if you can, it sucks to cost so much just to breathe. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, America's a tough place to hack it.
It's getting tough.
Yeah. And it's only getting worse, I think.
Yeah.
But, like, if you can go and do something that's fulfilling, that fills your pockets the same as it does your, like, mental health state or heart or whatever you want to call it.
Right.
Do that 100%.
It's cool because, as you say that, that's one thing that, you know, I was talking to somebody yesterday. And they were talking about how they're leaving for a little while and they're hoping that their restaurant's going to be okay while they're gone.
Sure.
It's funny because when I leave, I don't really have those concerns.
Yeah, the anxiety's not there.
It's not there. And because we don't hire based off skill,
mm-hmm.
we hire character. Off character. So we can teach you how to do this job.
Yep.
As long as you have the character to want to do it.
Absolutely.
So that's kind of our philosophy behind hiring. And it's been a really good change for us over the few years,
mm-hmm.
last few years.
Well, it avoids, like, that kind of takes the variable of a general manager from a chain restaurant to come in and be like, well, this is how we did it at Pizza Hut. And you're like, yeah, but that's...
We're not Pizza Hut.
Yeah. I don't know if you noticed all the Pizza Huts in town have like the manager's car in the parking lot. That's it.
But yeah.
Like, yeah, dude, like, you can't, you gotta keep everything Firestone, like,
right.
the way, you know?
Right, yeah, and that's one thing that we try to do. Everything that we do is with the thought of Firestone.
Yeah, consistent experience, all that stuff.
It is, and with the way Dennis wanted to do it, you know, he was big on community, he was mm-hmm. big on giving back, he was big on elevating his staff, and I didn't know that until a while back, and it was just kind of funny to without knowing we have just continued
the same legacy type
that same legacy off. Without knowing but it's cool because the team members, it doesn't just it's just not in those four walls. I mean they help each other, you know, outside of those four mm-hmm. walls all all the time, whether it be babysitting or, you know, we had a new team member move out and they helped him, you know, put things in his apartment, right. furniture and all. So it extends outside those four walls too.
Yeah.
And so that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to put that same love that we have in our restaurant for our people out into the community.
It's contagious, man.
It is. We I've gotten with Jen about, you know, trying to get with the community on how to, can we go serve food or can we help build houses or what can we do inside the community to give back?
Is there a pizza truck in town?
Nope.
No, we're working on that.
Trying.
I can edit this out if I need to. But also, like, I don't know if you want to talk about that on.
Yeah, we're working on a mobile pizza idea. We just got with Britton Bear. We're going to be doing one of her dog events coming up and we'll see how it works out.
Awesome.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. Throwing them out at the festival. Yeah, cooks pizzas in 90 seconds.
Oh man, I need some of that.
Yeah. So we're working on putting a menu together for it. And the pizza was fine, and now we're like, hey, what else can we do?
Yeah.
You know, how can we expand the menu for a better guest experience out of these festivals?
Do you ever do like wood fired steaks and stuff? Or
we actually do wood fired steaks.
So on our menu in house at 4 o'clock, we do wood fired scallops, we do wood fired steak, we do wood fired.
I'm gonna say maximize that.
Yeah, duck.
Yeah, dude.
So we smoke our wings and stuff inside those ovens. Mm-hmm. You know.
Oh man, that's.
3 to 6 hours.
Use of resources for real.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, we didn't have a way to smoke things. So we were buying it and it was just like, this is not who we are.
We're just paying extra for a step we can do and keep it fresher in house.
So we sat there for a week or two and like, okay, we can figure this out.
Yeah.
So we did.
It's crazy what you can do with some ingredients and some heat.
Yeah.
That's all it is.
Yeah. And the time and will to put it together.
Mm-hmm. How do people stay in touch and like stay up to date on everything you guys have going on?
Through our Facebook.
Just
Facebook, Firestone, Instagram. That's right.
Is it Firestone Wood Fired Pizza?
Firestone Wood Fired Grill.
Gotcha.
Yeah. It's a mouthful.
Yeah. I mean, so is a slice of pizza, man. Delicious. Dude, I'm excited for you guys, man. Like, to be able to walk into somebody else's vision and take it over and make it something that they would be proud of and still make it your own and like involve community and create like a little home for the Firestone family. That's huge. Yeah. That's a huge thing to be able to do. One of the things, like, I don't find myself to be necessarily successful by a lot of metrics, but one of the things that I find comforting is that, like, no matter what I do, like, I always try to involve people that, you know, like, just want more,
right?
And like, find people that are self-motivated and like self-starters, and get, like, with Jesse from Wiregrass Noms, like, find self-starters that just need a bigger platform,
right?
And like, that's all the local is, and it seems like you guys are on the same page.
We try
elevating the community,
man. We're trying.
That's the way to do it, man. And hiring character, man, like,
that
goes way farther customer service wise. That's going to play out way, way farther in the dining room than anything you do in the kitchen.
Right.
And
it does.
A lot of people don't realize that. They're like, we're going to hire this dude from wherever that's got a name and that's it. And then all our service is going to be trash. And then, what are we doing? Yeah. Then you,
I don't know. Yeah, and if you get past this on the interview, you know, the team is.
I would have to assume, like, do you guys get jumped in? Like, is it like like gang life?
So yeah, stuff, so or? Kind of, and like, kind of.
You got to keep a tight family, bro. Like,
yeah,
for sure.
It's almost like that. And then if you're not fitting in, I mean, it'll feel weird.
You'll
weed yourself out.
Yeah,
because you'll just feel uncomfortable.
Yeah,
I was there since I was 17, and I started as just like a little salad cook,
right?
And then BJ came along, and you know, I was honestly just like a little teenager that like didn't want to stay not busy, and so I would do other stuff. And he was like, "Hey, like, do you want to do this position? You know, we need this position." I was like, "Sure."
Yeah.
And he was like, "Okay, well, we need this position now." And you know, I eventually learned how to do everything. And he was like, "How would you feel about being in a management role?" And I was like, "I would love that."
There you go. I mean, that's the way to. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you're gonna hire people to grow and keep a business like sustainable, and the business itself growing, that's the best way to do it. Because then, when it's time to open another one, you've got somebody to open it.
That's right.
And that she already knows the vibe. She already knows like the character that's involved, and you don't have to. There's not going to be a back and forth phone call about like, "Oh, I have this question about whatever." She already knows.
She knows. She knows everything.
Yeah.
Every manager we have inside that building has been promoted from within.
That's the way to do it, man.
Yeah,
1,000%.
Yeah, you come in, you put the work in. We'll find a spot for you. We'll figure it out.
Plus, if somebody is out, the manager can fill in no matter what. Like, you've got like the best, like almost like Swiss Army knife of an individual. You just use
that's
them
right.
for whatever.
Yeah. Every manager in there knows almost every position. So
a lot of our employees are cross trained too.
Yeah.
So like, you know, if we're down a pizza cook, you know.
Oh yeah.
Salad boy. You're pizza boy now.
That's it.
Servers know how to work in the back, and you know, even cooks know how to go serve.
Yeah.
So, you know, there's a home for anybody who just wants to work.
For sure.
You know, and figure it out, and you know, whatever.
Man, 2020 made it real easy for nobody to go to work.
Yeah.
I miss that. I was chilling.
Yeah, they did.
I was eating Percocet about every 4 hours. I was also recovering from surgery. I wasn't just throwing my life away. I didn't just like constipation. Don't get on pills, y'all. That stuff will ruin your digestive tract.
For sure.
Well, what else? Is that it? Like, what else you got?
We're also flirting around with, right now, we've got a small little garden. I mean, when I say small, it's super tiny.
You get that basil and...
Yeah. We're working with opal basil and holy basil, mm-hmm. and we decided if we could grow it, we would move some of the kitchen and grow some of it hydroponically.
Yeah.
Already talked to the health department. They're all in.
That's awesome.
Yeah, and then the next thing after that, we have a flower bed on our patio. Mm-hmm. We will build flower beds out there, and we'll start growing some things out there and pulling them for the freshest ingredients we can possibly have.
That's the way to do it, man. Yeah. Like, I wish I could be like, I want a salad, and then somebody walks out front with a basket, dude. That'd be right. So rad. How right. incredible would that be? Well, I appreciate you guys coming in this morning.
Absolutely.
I'm excited about all the stuff y'all have going on, too. Like, just being able to be a part of a business that empowers a community is a huge thing. And people don't know, like, what stresses that a business owner goes under. Like, when they're trying to figure out ways to keep their staff engaged with the business and, like, passionate about coming to work.
Yeah.
And, like, I've seen there's businesses in town that require you to go to, like, Sunday school. There's businesses in town that require you to go to, like, go do volunteer hours X amount every month. But, dude, when you're just living it, you don't have to require anybody to do anything.
Right.
And you hire that character, and then your business is going to stand out because of that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Dude. You're doing the Lord's work, man. I appreciate you.
Yeah, man. Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Kimmy, thanks for learning the biz the hard way.
Yeah.
That's not an easy thing to do, but like, I dropped out of college. You know what I mean? Like, to be able to, I don't know what your education scenario is or was, but like,
I haven't been to college, so it's fine.
So yeah, to be able to like go start your life after high school without $100,000 in debt with no house to show for it is an amazingly empowering thing to do. Like, I won't get into the student debt crisis.
No.
On a Tuesday morning, but yeah.
No, not at all.
But yeah, it's to be able to, from the ground up, be able to make your way is huge, and providing a way for people to do that is equally as needed in the area.
Yeah.
So I appreciate everything you're doing, man.
Man, I appreciate it. Thank you.
Yep. Y'all have a great week, and I will see y'all. I don't know. I got an exciting one coming in here tomorrow night. I might release that one this week, too. We'll see. But until then, y'all be what's happening. Appreciate it.
If you're interested in having your story featured on the local podcast, hit us up at wiregrasslocal@gmail.com or give us a shout on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter @thelocalpodcast.